Parshim, including Rabbeinu Yonah, beginning of Shari Tshuva, our Marich, the Chesed Gadol that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us, that He gave us the mitzvah of Tshuva. He gave us the ability to do Tshuva. What's the godless, great godless of Tshuva? What's the idea? What's well, Havi Yomer, a person did averis. A person did an aver, he did something, and he deserves punishment. So a person deserves punishment for something he did. How can a person rectify something he did? If you did something, magia lecha punishment. And it's an interesting thing. We never find that beistin, tshuva cannot help for oinshei beistin. Person's chayav malchus, can have to do all the tshuva in the world, still going to be chayav malchus, chayav misa. Now that can't just be because beistin can't determine whether or not he's really chayav or not chayav. That can't just be that Beistin doesn't know if he did tshuva properly. Because then it would be a suffik. And we know the rule is, whenever there's a suffik in chiyuv ayinshin, you can't give ayinshin ala suffik. Ayinshin ala suffik. So it means that all the tshuva in the world, all the harata, all the vidui, all the everything, will not help you clapping any Beistin. But it helps legabi shemayim. What's the idea? What's the lumdus of that? What's going on? And I'll add something else to the equation. With all of the godless of tshuva, Chazal tell us, the Mishnah in Tainis, Lehayim Yomim Tovim LeYisrael, El Ketubav Uchiyem Kippurim. So the Gemara gives a whole bunch of reasons for the greatness of Tubav. But the Gemara throws in there Yom Kippur, as if let you know, there's nothing like Yom Kippur. Chazal talk about Yom Kippur with the greatest of all the Yomim. First of all, what's the godless of Yom Kippur? And what is it about, interesting, in the Arboi Chaluki Kapara, the different Einshim that you need, how to get Kapara, Tshuva works. But when it comes to Aseh, Tshuva works by itself. When you get to Lavin already, you need Yom Kippur. What's the tziruf? How does it work? Tshuva Yom Kippur. What's the teamwork over here of the two that is mechaper? So let's see. First of all, tshuva. What's the concept of tshuva? What's happened? It's a very interesting Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says, this is on Tes Zayinamid base. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Ein donin esa adam el lafi maisiv shel oisa shah. A person is only judged according to his actions at that moment. Shenemar ki shom alukim el karl hanar ba'asher hu sham. Kadosh Baruch Hu heard the voice, the scream of the nar, of the youth, ba'asher hu sham. The pashup shot is, it's referring to the pasuk by Yishmael, when Hagar put Yishmael down, and Yishmael was crying, had no water, he was thirsty. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu heard the nar and provided it. The Poshup shot in this drasha is very simple. It means that even though a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that Yishmael is headed for no good, he's headed for a tarbus raw, but Hashem doesn't don you according to what you're going to do. He dons according to what you did. A baby, a child didn't do any averas yet, so he's nidoin as a tzaddik, and therefore Hashem could take care of him and be merapi him and take care of his needs. That's the pashup shot in the Gemara. But there's an interesting Rabbeinu Hananel that brings you Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Mehaikra. The same idea of that Gemara we see from another source. Now Yerushalmi says, Pasuk in Iyov, Im zoch v'yosher hayisa en ksiv kan. The Pasuk doesn't say, Im zoch v'yosher hayisa, if you were pure and upright, not that you were a hayisa. Elim zoch v'yosher ato, achshav. We don't look at what you were, we look at what you are. This is radically different. That's not the same idea. The idea of the Gemara was, as we said, the future. The fact that the person has some rotten elements in him that are going to lead to no good, that is not a cause for Kadosh Baruch Hu to dawn on him as being a Rasha. He's a tzaddik. But Rabbeinu Hanan is saying the same idea is expressed in this Yerushalmi, and it's saying something different. It's saying we don't talk about whether you were Zach v'Yosher. We talk about whether you are Zach v'Yosher. What does that mean? So what I think we see here is something else. The Diyun Mishamayim on a person is not according to what you did. Hashem does not look at what you did. Hashem looks at what you are. A person who even has the potential to do aveiros, when a person actually performs the aveira, that's a statement about yourself. That's who I am. I'm a person with that ability to be an Avera doer. Let it be any Avera. A person eats treif. You're a treif eater. Now, says Hashem, I'm not looking at that you ate treif yesterday. I care about you today. But you are a person on the darga of being a treif eater. So how does one change? You have to make yourself ois treif eater. And how does that happen? Number one, a person has to feel the charata of what he did. I don't want to do that again. That's something I never want to do. I descended to that level. Oh, achim vei. It's a Kabbalah haba. I don't want to be that anymore either. All of those are important ingredients to saying, that's not who I am. That's not who I want to be. That's not what I am. I've got to change my whole persona. I've got to change myself. That's the aside of what Shuvah is about. And the Vidui is part of that too. We'll get to that very soon. Vidui is also part of what you are is, you're a Moired by Hashem. You're a Moired in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moired by Malchus. A person has to stand up and not start saying Tirutzim for everything. No, no. People, very easy to say Tirutzim. You got to look Hashem in the eye and say, Hashem, I did it. That's the beginning. Once there is the acceptance of that's who I am and a statement of it, then one can begin to change the realization. And the understanding that that's who I've become. This is tremendous avodah, Rabbi Yisai. Person has to look in the mirror. Sometimes the averis are not always so obvious. Sometimes it was the avodah of Elul, certainly avodah of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is to sit down and look at yourself in the mirror. And look at ourselves and think of ourselves, you know, who are we? Are we really happy with who we are? In every aspect of our lives, from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed, from the way we make brachas, from the way we daven, from the way we do everything. These are things that need analysis. And this, Rabbi Yisai, is the tremendous chidush and the secret of what tshuva is. Because Hashem did a chesed. Hashem said, I'm not looking at the past. You can't change the past. You can't. You can only deal with the present. But Hashem said, that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in the present, in the person. Based in doesn't deal with the person and the present. You can cry and scream and say, I'll never do it again. But based in operates with what was done. That can't be changed. And therefore, klapi based in, tshuva is ineffective. But the great chesed of tshuva is that Hashem said, I'm not looking at the past, I'm looking at the here and now. And giving each individual the ability to change, the ability to be somebody different. That's why Chazal described the Baal Tshuva like as a different person. Like a, you know, like a ger, like a, you're a different person than you were yesterday. Because you are. The only way to be a Baal Tshuva is to really be someone else. And the epitome of tshuva is to be in the same position, the same place, the exact same conditions, and you resist the Aveira. That's the simon, but that's not who I am. That's the yesod of what tshuva is about. But, and there is a but. Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Nun, Koloemer Kadosh Baruch Hu Vatran, Yutru Chayev. Anyone who says a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, just looks the other way on things. Yutru Chayev, almost like a curse. What does that mean? So Reb Chaim Volozhin says the following. He says in Averas, there's something else about an Avera. In Avera, he says, produces a tumah. Produces, I think he used the word malachim, malach habolim, produces a tumah. And it's a tumah that envelops the person. It's interesting, Chaim Volozhin, it's a little Kabbalistic, but the idea is the person is sort of involved in a tumah bubble that's created by himself. In fact, he says, that's pshat in schara vera avera. The schara avera is the avera itself. The tumah you produce that surrounds yourself, that tumah is a cutoff from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't let the shefa show through. When you do mitzvah, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. You have a kedusha. It allows the aura to show through. The shefa comes down from Hashem. The tumah is the block. That tumah is a metzias that a person creates, and that is there, says Rav Chaim Volozhin. That Hashem can't be mevatran so fast. In other words, the tshuva can change the gavra. The tshuva is changing the gavra. And Hashem says, when I don on punishment, and whether it's magiyef you oinish for what you've done, so that a person can take care of. But you know what? It's like a person who's dirty. You know, you take a bath, you're clean, but if you really smell, you know, the smell doesn't dissipate so fast. The tumah is still there, and it's still surrounding you. How does one get rid of that tumah? That, Rabbi Sai, is the great yesod of Yom Kippur. That's the yesod of what Yom Kippur is for. And by the way, it's only for Lavi. The Maral even explains, in a mitzvah saseh, we're talking a mitzvah saseh where a person is a bit b'shev al tase, there are different kinds of ways of being over naseh, being over naseh, but be iser. When a person's over naseh, b'shev al tase, says the Maral, says that's just a person pulled back from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You were moirate by pulling back. You didn't create that tumah, but you were pulled back from Hashem. So the rectification is to go back to Hashem. Tshuva can help. When it comes to lavin, now we need a cleanser. We need something that's going to cleanse that tumah. Kadosh Baruch created this incredible device called Yom Kippur, and that is the cleansing device that removes all that tumah. How can you get rid of the past? Get rid of that tumah. For that we need Yom Kippur. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. It's like a mikveh. What's the idea? There's a mission in Kalim. Kol mechubar letar tar. Anything that's mechubar to something which is tar makes tyra. A mikvah. The earth, the ground, is tar. You can't make earth. You can't make mechubar lekarka tame. Mayim, which is mechubar lekarka, cannot become tame. A mikvah is the epitome of tyra. It's mechubar lekarka. It has tyra. When a person goes into a mikvah and he is mischaber himself to that mikvah, so he removes himself the tumah that is on him, comes out of the mikvah, he's now metuhar. Yom Kippur is the day when the Kodesh Baruch Hu represents himself to us, the Tzumu Sheyoim, as the mikvah, as the metayer. To the extent that we are mischaber to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to that extent we are zeicha in this tyra, in the whole tyra of what this day is about. And it's almost, I forgot to bring anyone have a machzor or a sitter? The lashonis in the whole...
This one will be a kid back.
Anyway, the Lashonis and the Bracha are over and over again. The Lashonis of Tyra. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that he'll be Metairas. He'll clean us.
Nila?
Maybe, yeah, Nila for sure. Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, sure. Here it is.
It's Musa.
Yeah. Michol lavo nisenu b'yema kippurim hazeh. It's a cleansing. It's what's the lashon that's being used. Very important lashon here. Shem says it. Says he does it for himself. Meaning, mitzad what we did, we don't really have a right to this. The averas were done. But Kadosh Baruch Hu has a midah. Midas hayichud. Can't go into that now. But the idea is that Hashem runs the world on two levels. He runs the world, number one, what's called Hanhagas HaMishpat. Our actions affect what happens to us in this world. Whether we do averes, we're punished. We do mitzvahs, we're zeichet. But there's another midah Kodesh Baruch Hu has. It's called Midas HaYichud. It means Hashem, as the Yachid, as the single power of the world, He does things according to the Tachlis HaBriya, Lichvoidai. It is Lichvoidai to be the one to wash and cleanse your averus. Because it's a statement, Hashem is saying. When it comes to me, I'm the only source. I act independent of the actions of a person, and I act as a person who cleanses you. That's what these psukim say again and again. In other words, the cleansing force is here. I'm ready. I'm ready to cleanse. I'm ready to wash away all that tumah. But there's one tanai. You have to be mischaber. Shuv elai ki gelticha. Come back to me. The day of Yom Kippur is the day to be mischaber. To be mischaber to the Torah. Mischaber to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That kirvas elokim, the greater it is, the more powerful the cleansing force to cleanse the person of all his avers. So the avodas hayoyim is exactly that. Kirvas elokim, tshuva. I want to be close to you, Hashem. I want to be one with you. In fact, the whole idea of the slichas at the end, slichas yud gimel midas, whenever you see the number yud gimel, echad, you want to be close to the yichud Hashem, the kod, the midas hayichud. It's all that same inyan of his karvas to Hashem. I know that Rabbi Avdon Segal often tells a story. He said that when Reb Chatzkel was sick, so they brought a bed. He was on a bed. They brought a bed to the Beis Medrash he should be near the davening. So as would be, naturally, Bachram would go over to him and, you know, want to know how he's doing, how is he feeling. He was laying on a bed. So he would tell them, get back. Don't bother with me. Get back. In other words, you're missing the time. It It's very normal. And in Yom Kippur, you look up at the clock. How much time is there left? But the midah shouldn't be, when is this going to be over? You're looking at the clock to say, how much time do I have? How much time do I have? I have this window of opportunity open for me. This window of opportunity to be zeichet to this kirvus elokim. More and more. More and more. When the ne'ilah comes and the gates of Hashemayim are closing, it's that last minute. That's when you pour out your heart to Hashem, your last chance, the last moments while those gates are closing. What do I have? Because this, Rabbi Sai, is the Yomim Tovim Shel Yisrael. It's with that tshuva, we can cause a cleansing that opens up Shemayim to us for the entire year. And it's a one-day event, bargain day, when we have that opportunity to rid ourselves of all that tumah. We may not see it or feel it, but it's there. But you have to be misasik and be mischashev with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, with what I owe him, the charata, who I was. Change who you are. You change who you are. You miskarev to Hashem, and then the Yom Kippur does its magic and does this incredible effect, as the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, Ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem v'tayr eschem mikol chataysechem lifnei Hashem tidharo, a complete entire tyra, like he came out of a mikvah. I'm always drawn. We say in the last bracha, "Chsoiv lechaim tovim kol bnei v'yisecha." Shbroch should write us in the book of Chaim, kol bnei v'yisecha. It's an interesting lashon, kol bnei v'yisecha. We don't say kol Yisrael. Here, all of a sudden, there's a remez here to kol bnei v'yisecha. I always see something here very, very, maybe I'm reading too much, I don't know. But there's an interesting Ramban. Ramban was in Sinshir Shirim, I think it's also in Parshas Ha'azinu as well. Ramban says an interesting thing. He tells us, he lived almost 900 years ago. And he tells us something about what's going to happen in the history of the world. He tells us that it's going to come a time when Klai Yisrael is going to throw away all the mitzvahs. They're going to throw away Shabbos. They're going to throw away kashrus. Nida. It's all going to go. But there's one mitzvah that Klai Yisrael will never let go of. The mitzvah of Bris Milah. It's incredible. 900 years ago, the Ramban told us, he bases it on psukim, Tachas, that the bris will never disappear. The bris from Yisroel will never go. Bizman says it's unbelievable. As bad and as left and as far off as our chevra have gone. But the Moilim say that that's their parnasa. Moilim work in hospitals. The chilunim still make parties, still make bris. A Moil once remarked, he doesn't understand. He says it's the most achzori thing a person can do is take a baby and cut him up, do a surgery on him, and the chilunim are still doing it. People who won't do Shabbat are still doing that. Afu afela. Ramban saw that. That avtocha that we have of the bris is avtocha that carries us through all the days. And so when davening k'sayiv l'chaim tovim kol bnei yisrael, there's a statement here about the emuna of Hashem that we, the same promise that He gave us, that He'll be mechaper for us in Yom Kippur, is the promise that He gave us that the bris will always be. And as I think you may know, Chazal had a Messiah that on Sukkot the Milchemes Gog Magog will break out. Did I say that right? Milchemes Gog Magog. And that's why we lane that parasha in the Haftarah. And it's like a statement, a reminder about Mashiach Tzidkenu, that this is the Zman. This is always the Zman when the Yoiv de Hashem get a little bit excited. You know, this is Yomim Tovim. Nisan is the Zman Gula, Zman Tchias Amesim. This is the Zman of Gog Magog. Not that we want Gog Magog, but it's a specific Zman, a particular Zman of Geula. So, with the Amuna, we see the Bris Milah, that Nevuah of the Ramban is alive and well today. And Yitz Hashem, we should be zeichet to see Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimheira. And so with that, I wish all of you a Shana Teiva, good year, gemenched year, shall all be zeichet to kapara, all of us together, and tehei hashana zoyis shnaskula leYisrael. And I hope you all, I have to ask all you guys, I was going to do it tomorrow, but some of you are leaving. I hope you all meichel me. I don't know, maybe I said something sharp. I tried to be, as the shiur may have been bad sometimes. Maybe I came down on someone somewhere. So I hope you're all meichel for everything anything I did this month and the past year. And please say out loud, mochelach.
Mochelach.